If you're looking for some entertainment this weekend, but you're paralyzed by the endless options on your streaming services, well, Wayne Massingham is here to give you his recommendations in film, music, and television. And boy, you better listen up because they are some quality picks. It's Wayne's 4x2. It's 4 reviews, 2 minutes each. Wayne, how are you doing this week?
I'm good, Jack. I'm enjoying this beautiful Sydney weather. It's been a long time coming, but really enjoying it.
I know. It's actually maybe not the most conducive to staying at home and watching movies, but, you know, people enjoy the weather in different ways, and when I go home, I'm watching movies. So what have you got for us today?
Exactly. Yeah, well, if it's 5 degrees or 40 degrees, I'm getting out to the cinema. So for sure. So I've got a film I'm really going to highly recommend today. It opened last week. It's called Eddington. It's the new film from Ari Aster, who's quite a individual, quite a visionary filmmaker. Started out, like, first couple of films were strict horror, like Hereditary, and then he made Beau Is Afraid, which is one of the craziest films I've seen in the last few years. And now he's back with Eddington, and this one is totally different again. It's been described as a neo-Western, a comedy thriller, a satire. It's set in the fictional town of Eddington, New Mexico. Aster is actually from there, so he's familiar with the terrain. And it's set in May 2020, which was a couple of months into the pandemic, which feels a long time ago now, but it was only 5 years ago. And in this small town, there's a rivalry going on between Joe Cross, the sheriff, who's basically, even 2 months in, is sick of the pandemic, sick of people wearing masks, just wants to get on with life. And Ted Garcia, who's the mayor, who's the exact opposite. He's running for re-election, promising to bring a massive data center to the town. And then they sort of butt heads quite a bit. And then it further escalates when Cross decides to run for mayor. And then not long after that, obviously in that time frame, was the George Floyd death, the Black Lives Matter protest that happened across the states, and even comes to the small town of Eddington. So it's quite a potpourri of issues, COVID, protests, rivalries between these two men. And it's just really, really beautifully done. It's darkly funny in parts, very instructive. It sort of spares no one. It sends up members of the left, members of the right, conspiracy theorists, and it's just done really, really well. And the last 30 or 40 minutes are insane. It just gets chaotic and goes to quite a compelling ending. I think this film's been a bit divisive. It seems to be either love it or hate it, but I really loved it. So great cast as well. Joaquin Phoenix is outstanding as Cross, the sheriff. Pedro Pascal is the mayor. We've also got Emma Stone and Austin Butler in smaller roles, but add their own talent to this movie. So, as I said, probably not a film that I'd recommend to everyone, but I reckon if you like something that's a bit out there, very smart, a bit darkly funny, I'd certainly recommend Eddington.
I'm definitely going to see Eddington. I love Ari Aster's movies, and I'm right there with you thinking Beau Is Afraid is one of the most insane things I've ever seen. So
it definitely was.
Anything Aster does, I'm going to go watch. So that's one ticket sold at least. That's great, Wayne. What else have you got for us this week?
Okay, well, this one's probably familiar, I'm guessing, to the listeners out there. It's the first time I've had a chance to talk about it. It's been one of the most talked about shows of the year. So here's my 2 cents worth on Adolescence. Obviously, this caused a sensation, become a massive hit for Netflix. And this British drama is absolutely outstanding. It's only 4 episodes on Netflix. It's created and stars Stephen Graham, and also along Jack Thorne, who's one of the great British writers of the last 20 years, created this show. It's basically about an arrest. It starts off in the very first episode in a small northern city, and police barge into a town, into a house, and they arrest 13-year-old Jamie Miller. We're not sure what's happening. We soon found out he's suspected of murder. There's a schoolgirl that's been found dead, stabbed to death, and he's suspected of it. So the first episode's a bit of a shock, takes you through them interrogating young Jamie. The second episode looks at them investigating the murder, trying to find the murder weapon. The third episode, which is quite outstanding, is like a psychological examination of young Jamie. And then the fourth episode is the family coping with, I guess, all the after effects of the arrest of Jamie. And this is just outstanding TV. It's gripping. It's incisive. It's brilliantly acted. Stephen Graham, has said, is in it as the father, and he's always wonderful. And special mention to Owen Cooper, who plays young Jamie. And this is his first acting role, and he is outstanding. This has been nominated for a slew of Emmys. I think it's going to sweep the Emmys next month. Stephen Graham's nominated, as is Owen Cooper. So I think it's going to do very well. This show has been praised so highly. As I said, maybe the listeners have already watched it, but my two cents were Adolescence is just outstanding TV.
I've heard a lot of good things about Adolescence, a lot of controversial. Everyone's talking about it, so you might be right there, Wayne. It's going to sweep the Emmys for sure.
Yeah.
Eddington.
And it's all also done in all, brilliantly shot. It's all filmed in one shot, so the camera's
constantly. I remember that. Yeah.
Which does add a lot to it because it just...
It's immersive.
It just builds the tension and the gripping. And it's remarkable TV.
We've got Eddington. We've got Adolescence. What else have we got?
Okay, well, here's maybe a bit of a lighter show, but still got its dark elements. Let's go with I guess you could call it a black comedy. It's called Where's Wanda? This is on Apple TV, 8 episodes in total. And it's a German show, and it's about a very small, idyllic town in Germany, that quite close community. But Wanda goes missing, and she's part of the Klatt family. We have the two parents, Dito and Carlotta. And as their teenage daughter goes missing, they're obviously distraught and trying to find her. And their son, Ole, is a bit of a computer whiz, and he devises a way of getting cameras into homes. They disguise themselves, get cameras, and start spying on the whole town and trying to find where their daughter is. And so it's quite intriguing. And as they do that, they encounter a lot of dark secrets in the town, things going on behind closed doors that people don't want other people to know about. There's a lot of dark web intrigue in this show. And it's just a really, really well-made show. Said German drama with a bit of dark comedy, and it ends on a big twist. So there is a second season coming. So I found this a really fun watch. Good dark comedy from Germany called Where's Wanda?
And Germans do make good dark comedy. There's no surprise, no surprise there at all. And that's on Apple TV.
Apple TV, yeah.
We've got some films, Wayne. We've got some television here. How about a bit of music to cap off our segment today?
Yeah, sure. Well, let's go with the album that came out last week and one I've been really enjoying all week. It's the debut album from a Melbourne band called Bleak Squad, and the album's called Strange Love. If you're not familiar with them, they've only been newly formed, only announced this album a couple of months ago. But Bleak Squad are an Australian supergroup. It's a quartet of four really great talents led by Adelita, who for many years has been the lead woman of Magic Dirt. We've also got Mick Turner, who's the remarkable guitarist from Dirty Three. We've got Mick Harvey, who's played with as part of Nick Cave in the Bad Seeds, also PJ Harvey. And Marty Brown, who's a drummer who was in Art of Fighting. So it truly is an Australian supergroup. And this is just a really, really wonderful album. 9 tracks in total, really dark and brooding. Adelita does most of the lead vocals, but Mick Harvey does a couple on a couple of songs. It was all recorded in Melbourne and just really, really enjoying it. And you can hear the Mick Turner guitar right throughout with his really fuzzy and squawky guitar that you're sort of familiar, if you're familiar with the work of Dirty Three. So really, really great Australian album. They're doing a small tour in October to launch it. I think they're playing a show in Sydney supporting Jim White and Ed Cooper. So, if you love the sounds of Dirty Three or Magic Dirt or Nick Cave, I really think you'll get into Bleak Squad and their debut album.
That's a huge supergroup. I had no idea this was on the horizon. That's some big names there, Wayne. I think we're going to need a taste for the ears before we leave out
Absolutely,
today.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, let's go with the opening track called Lost My Head. This one does feature Adelita on vocals. I love her voice, and as I said, just the guitars here, it's really dark and brooding. So it's a really good taste of what Bleak Squad can do. Let's go with Lost My Head.
Brilliant. Wayne, we're going to play that right now. Thank you so much for another 4x2. And I'm not going to be here next week, Wayne. Unfortunately, I'm going to be out and about too, listening to some live music. But we'll have you on the radio, no doubt, to give us more recommendations.
Sounds good, Jack. Well, have a great week and enjoy your adventures.
I will, and I shall. Wayne, thanks so much for chatting again.
Okay, see ya. Bye.
Bye, Wayne. That was Wayne Massiam for Wayne's 4x2. To hear more reviews from Wayne, just search Wayne on the 2SER website.